Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Rob. How are you, Feifei?
Oh, very good, Rob. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
Oh, very happy, Feifei. Haven't you heard? We've been given the day off tomorrow.
Oh, nobody told me. Well, that's good news. Happy days.
No, just one day, Feifei. One happy day.
I know. It's just an expression. When we say happy days, we're responding to some information that is good to hear. In short, it can mean good times. So I'm saying it's great news about the extra day off. Although I still don't know why I haven't heard about it.
Well, don't worry about it, but I can say happy days because the weather's going to be great tomorrow, so I'm off to the beach.
OK, Rob, enjoy. Let's hear some other examples of happy days.
Have you heard? Everyone in the team is getting a bonus.
Happy days.
Happy days. The school holidays are here.
We've saved enough money to go on holiday.
Happy days.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the expression happy days, which we use informally to respond to good or happy news. And happy days, we have a day off tomorrow.
Yep, and I'm off to the beach.
But Rob, are you sure we have a day off tomorrow?
Yeah, it says so in this email. Look.
Oh, you've got the wrong date. It's not tomorrow, it's next month.
Oh.
Looks like we'll have to come to work tomorrow after all. But look on the bright side, you'll have a whole day working with me.
Oh, happy days.
See you then.
Bye-bye.